Good morning. Good to see you in the house of the Lord here in person and also online on this beautiful crisp morning the Lord has blessed us with. Would you consider yourself to be a narrow-minded individual? Depending on the context, that could be a compliment or not. When it comes to God's holy word, we may be accused of being narrow-minded, but so be it. For we see all too much what happens when churches made up of individuals think that the Bible is open to self-interpretation and manipulation. And so our prayer today and every day is that God keep us true to His word of truth. And thus we are here today with that in mind, to also celebrate the reformations that have taken place in the past and also the reformations that are currently taking place. God's word cannot change, and those who are against God's word need to change. God be the glory. I invite your attention now to our invocation on page 3 of our service bulletin. My soul finds rest in God alone.
My salvation comes from Him.
He alone is my rock and my salvation.
He is my fortress. I will never.
We worship today in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God.
The holy place where the Most High dwells.
God is within her, she will not fall.
God will help her at break of day.
The Lord Almighty is with us.
The God of Jacob is our fortress.
My flesh and my heart may fail. Find rest, O my soul, in God alone. My hope comes from Him.
He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken.
My salvation and my honor depend on God.
He is my mighty rock, my refuge.
Trust in Him at all times, O people.
Pour out your hearts to Him, for God is.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins to God our Father, asking Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness.
Holy and merciful Father, I confess that I am by nature sinful, and that I have disobeyed you in my thoughts, words, and actions. I have done what is evil and failed to do what is good. For this I deserve your punishment, both now and in eternity. But I am truly sorry for my sins, and trusting in my Savior Jesus Christ, I pray. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner.
God, our Heavenly Father, has been merciful to us, and has given His only Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Therefore, as a called servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Thanks be to God for His amazing grace.
In the peace of forgiveness, let us praise the Lord. Gracious Lord, our refuge and strength, pour out your Holy Spirit on your faithful people. Keep us steadfast in your word. Protect and comfort us in all temptations. Defend us against all our enemies. And bestow on the church your saving peace.
Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Still, my soul.
A reading from Holy Scripture as we celebrate the Reformation from Jeremiah 31, pointing out the fact that the Bible is available and accessible, and so people really are without excuse, as prophesied by our Lord through the prophet Jeremiah. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to lead them out of Egypt, because they broke my covenant, though I was a husband to them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will make with the people of Israel after that time, declares the Lord. I will put my law in their minds and write it on their hearts. I will be their God, and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, "Know the Lord," because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wickedness and will remember their sins no more. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
One of the hallmarks of Lutheranism, and it ought to be, and not just of Lutheranism, but is the fact that we are not able to earn God's favor, but that it has already been earned for us thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A reminder of this, a reading from Holy Scripture, Romans 3. But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify. This righteousness is given through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference between Jew and Gentile, for, we read together,
all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood, to be received by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance He had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His righteousness at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus. Where then is boasting? It is excluded. Because of what law? The law that requires works? No. Because of the law that requires faith. For
we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the gospel reading. A reading from Holy Scripture, the Gospel of St. John, the 8th chapter, pointing out the fact that truth exists, absolute truth even. And the truth of Jesus, a freeing truth, is rooted in Him. To the Jews who had believed in Him, Jesus said,
"If you hold to my teaching, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth.
They answered him, "We are Abraham's descendants and have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Very truly I tell you, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. Now a slave has no permanent place in the family, but a son belongs to it forever.
So if the son sets you free, you will be free indeed.
This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to you, O Christ.
Please be seated as we continue with our hymn of the day. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours in great abundance. Thanks to God our Father and our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whose name we continue our focus on the Scriptures on this Reformation Sunday, going back to the words from Romans 3. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus. For we maintain that a person is justified by faith apart from the works of the law. This is God's word, we pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed by that rock and redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ, who indeed is absolute truth, the way, the truth, and the life. So on your way to church this morning, how was your windshield? Was it clear? Or maybe you haven't driven to church this morning, but the last time you had driven your car, how was the windshield? Did it provide clear visibility? In other words, were you able to clearly see out of it? Now, for those of us who wear glasses, maybe you can blame that dirty windshield on your dirty glasses, and that's what gave the appearance of your windshield not being clean. Well, it does not take much for windshields, does it, to get dirty or fogged up on the inside or on the outside, which can make driving difficult because it makes visibility difficult. And when it comes to driving a 1,000-pound-plus vehicle, we want clear visibility. Now, when it comes to the way of salvation, we really want the same thing. And thankfully, we have been given that. That is clear visibility. There are at least four clear statements that jump out at us in our reading from Romans on this Reformation Sunday. First of all, it is clear that we cannot earn God's favor. Secondly, it is clear that we are saved by God's grace alone. Thirdly, it is clear that we are redeemed only through the saving work of Jesus. And fourthly, it is clear what God expects of us based on those previous clear truths. Yet, dear friends, consider how many attempts there have been and still are to fog up the clarity God provides. And so just as our windshields need ongoing attention so that we can have clear visibility when we're driving or riding in that vehicle, all the more, we individually and we collectively as a church need to give the Word of God our ongoing attention in order to maintain clarity in our heart and in our churches. To help us do that once again today, We build off this phrase, believe and treasure and live this by God's grace alone. By God's grace alone, believe and treasure and live the fact that we are justified before Him. Because on our own, we cannot receive justification. It is clearly not by our works. How can anyone read this section of Scripture and walk away and say, I need to earn God's favor by way of my works? And yet countless individuals who make up churches make that claim and put burden and guilt on people. Some do it to control them. Some do it to raise money for their own profit. But they do it to their own shame and to their own judgment. It is not by observing the law that we earn God's favor. God keep our windshield of faith clear on this point. It is not by observing the law, because how many of us can keep God's law perfectly? I mean, how many of us really grasp God's expectations? I mean, really, it shouldn't be hard to grasp his expectations. He says, be perfect in this. Love him above all things, and you can show your love one way for him by loving your neighbor as you love yourself. And what yet does Scripture remind us of when it comes to putting this clear expectation from God into practice? We fall way short of that expectation. We don't respect God and we don't respect our fellow human beings as we ought. We expect respect back, but we don't give it. We expect kindness and patience and forgiveness, but woe on giving it out. And not just us, but again, another reminder why we don't need to take a back seat to those who are trying to nail us for our beliefs in God's absolute truth. Because they want respect, but they're not willing to give us respect. You can't have it both ways. And so God calls on us to turn the other cheek. Even though we're not getting respect, the love of Christ compels us to continue to show respect. And as we show respect to our fellow human beings, we're showing respect to God. But again, what do we have to admit day in and day out? We fall way short of that expectation of God and do not love him and one another as we ought. And so what do we need to say? God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And what does he say back? You have it every day. You are justified not by your earning his favor. You are justified freely by the righteousness that has been earned for you by the only one who could do it. Our Lord and Savior, true God and true man, God's Son, Jesus Christ. All of us are in that same boat of needing God's favor earned for us by Jesus. Because all have sinned. All means every one of us. Not one exception. Except for Jesus. And so he rightly is to be worshipped and adored and followed and listened to because of what he has attained for us, something that we cannot attain for ourselves. And it's a good thing that he did attain this for us, because with sin comes what? Consequences. And one of the most visible consequences of sin is death. People try on a daily basis to escape death, but we cannot escape it. The physical death. And we all start out spiritually dead, and so we cannot come to God on our own, and thus we cannot earn God's favor. And then eternal death, the worst of all. But again, God in his mercy has done something about that, so that we don't have to be afraid of physical death, which we cannot avoid, but that we can become alive, though we are spiritually dead, and live in all eternity. He sent his Son, motivated by his grace, his undeserved love for us, so that his Son, through his act of obedience, keeping the law, God's expectations perfectly in our place, and taking that perfect life to the cross and dying that innocent death where he has declared it is finished, our sin has been paid for in full, not to be brought up against us again, not again so that we can keep on sinning, but all the more the love of Christ rooted in Jesus and his work of righteousness motivates us to want to clearly show our love for God, who is justified, that is, declared us not guilty before him through Jesus. And we don't want to take that truth lightly, that we are declared not guilty. It's not made not guilty, because we still have that sinful nature that needs to be drowned daily by contrition and repentance. And so the Lord reminds us that we need to do that and gives us the tool, the means to do just that. But again, it all goes back, rooted in his great love for us, which moved him to send his Son, Jesus, so that we could be rescued from our sins for time and for eternity. That really is a Reformation truth that needs to be celebrated and ought not get lost. And so God has put you in a position to make sure that it doesn't get lost, just like he raised up others along with Martin Luther at that time so that that precious truth would not get lost at a time when it was being challenged and neglected. And the more things change, the more they really stay the same, because that truth by grace, by faith, by Scripture alone is still being challenged and neglected. And so God has raised up people today like you to hold on to that truth and to pass it on to the next generation so that God can raise up somebody from that generation, as long as this world endures, to hold on and proclaim that precious truth that people can believe and treasure and live this by God's grace alone. That, dear friends, is the motivation then to not only appreciate and give thanks to God for the fact that we are justified before him by such grace, but that we also then seek to keep his law. Not by having to earn his favor, but out of love and thanksgiving. God, help us put his expectations into practice. It's not that I have to do this. I get to do this. I want to do this. We're not dragging our kids to church saying we have to go to church. Well, no wonder they don't like church. No, we get to go to church to worship our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And maybe we come with the wrong attitude, but may we leave by God's grace with the right attitude. Because the Holy Spirit, even if you just grasp one moment of the service and are sleeping through the rest of it, he can use that to keep you faithful to his word of truth. But God, help us stay awake for all of it. And not just the service, but awake to those things that are trying to fog up God's word before us, and the courage to point it out. To point out that we don't earn God's favor. It's been earned for us. And to show our thanks through fruits of faith, which should be evident. John 15 reminds us, we are connected to him who is the vine. And as such, we cannot help but bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And in Galatians, we're reminded of what that fruit looks like. Patience and kindness and gentleness and forgiveness. God, help us put those things into practice consistently. And when we fall short, God, move us to repent, to acknowledge, I have fallen short of your expectations, Lord. Forgive me. And may those who I've hurt forgive me. And again, he says, you are forgiven. Forgiven to go forward once again to bear fruits of faith, fruits of love. But one of the greatest fruits of faith that we want to put into practice through the work of the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 2:10 reminds us that we're able to do this thanks to him. We are his handiwork, his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works. One of those good works that we definitely want to make sure we do is hold on to his word of truth. For what does Jesus say? If you hold to my teaching, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free, and you will be recognized as one of his disciples. God, help us not take that truth for granted. That we continue to hold on to his truth, not just again on Sunday mornings or Monday nights, but every day that we take time to reflect on his word of truth, whether that be 60 seconds of time or an hour of time, whatever you're able to find time for, make it a priority on your daily task list. So we don't lose sight of that precious word of truth. Because that does happen too often and too easily, right? For too many, if they're not in church, they're most likely not in the word. And if we're not in the Word, what's happening? We're dying. There's no holding pattern. Either you're alive with Christ or you're dead with Christ. And what is our priority in our life becomes evident then if we are alive or dead. James makes that clear. Faith without works is dead. If there's no fruit, there's no faith. We like to sugarcoat it, but God doesn't sugarcoat it. He can't afford to sugarcoat it because your soul is on the line. Not just your soul, but the soul of countless people whom he has brought into this world. And so he says, go into all the world and make disciples of all nations. Giving us the tools to do that. And so thank God that the precious truth of his word was not lost in Old Testament times and in Luther's time and in our time. It may not be lost beyond our time. So, dear friends, believe and treasure and live this by God's grace alone, giving thanks for the fact that we are justified before him, not by our works, but by the work of Jesus. And that by his grace, we seek to keep his law. The truth about our salvation, the need for it, as well as the fact that we have it by grace through faith, and this given to us through the means of grace, is clear. And yet, throughout the week, consider all the attempts to bring confusion around that truth. Because human beings, we think we know better. God help us then believe and treasure and live this. And clearly give witness to the fact that we seek to celebrate the Reformation, not just of the past, but also of the present. It is by grace we are saved, through faith, not of ourselves. God be praised for that truth working in your heart, and the ability to have it work in the hearts of others through the message you share with them, your beautiful feet. Amen. Please stand. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. We join together in a confession of faith, the Nicene Creed on page 11.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became fully human. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He looked on men in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who in unity with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life.
Please be seated. We pray. Dear Father in heaven, with your gift of a Savior, you restored hope for our fallen world and brought glory to your name. We thank you for the good news that you have reconciled the world to yourself through your Son.
Opportunities to claim the glorious name of salvation in Jesus Christ.
Jesus, Lamb of God, we praise you for offering yourself as the atoning sacrifice for the sins of all. On the cross, you declared the sacrifice for sins completed. At the open tomb, you assured the world that sinners are reconciled to God.
Be with us as you have promised, so that we may be bold and confident witnesses to our family members and friends.
Holy Spirit, blessed Counselor, use your word of truth and power to break down the barriers to our witness, including fallen mankind's natural hatred for God and Satan's wicked work among us.
Empower us by your gospel and encourage us to be faithful, fervent witnesses to the people among whom we live and work.
O Father, whence all blessings come, O Son, dispenser of God's store, O Spirit, bear our offerings home, Lord, make them yours forevermore. We thank you, Lord, for those who are able to celebrate another year of grace here on earth. Continue to shower them with your blessings. May those among us celebrating a wedding anniversary be renewed in their love for each other, reflecting this in their words and actions. Hear us, Lord, as we bring you our private petitions. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, send us by the power of your word into the mission fields beyond the walls of our church. Give us hearing ears and seeing eyes that seize the opportunities you set before us to be your witnesses.
Guide us, strengthen us, and bless us as we declare Christ to our world.
And we also pray,
our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
As we continue with the sacraments, lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he gave him thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Now may this body which was given for you and this blood which was shed for you strengthen and preserve you in the true faith unto life everlasting. Go and live your life in his peace and with joy and with confidence, for you are at peace with God. Amen. We pray. Almighty God, grant to your church the Holy Spirit and the wisdom that comes from above. Let nothing hinder your word from being freely proclaimed to the joy and edifying of Christ's holy people, so that we may serve you in steadfast faith and confess your name as long as we live. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look on you with favor and give you peace.
Amen. To God be the glory forever and ever. Amen.
Morning again. Just highlight a couple of things on page 15. We reflection questions, if you want to use those for a review of today's lessons, or also as an opportunity to have a small group Bible study with some friends or family, maybe in your neighborhood or via Zoom, you can do that too. And then if people ask you why we celebrate the Reformation, a little reminder there on page 18, you can use that as a discussion starter and add your own words to that. Today at Bible study, we're looking at the Augsburg Confession that begins at 9:30 here in the church proper. At 9:15, though, our family Bible hour meeting in the chapel as we start with singing various songs to get that Bible study started for our children. Later on today, Reformation service, a special one with area Wells congregations, people coming from Reno and south of us to join together at 4 o'clock. And then afterwards, a fellowship meal in the multi-purpose center. The main meal will be provided for you. And again, if you're so inclined, you're invited to bring a dessert to pass. So that's at 4 o'clock starting then. We have Digging Deeper Bible discussion this coming Thursday, Lord willing, at 6:30 in the Luther Room. We're still looking for Nativity volunteers. It's coming up on December 10th, so please give that some serious thought. If you're able to volunteer as one of the characters that's needed, you can see the weekly news. Mark LeMay put a little article in there, what we're looking for. Or if you want to volunteer behind the scenes with the setup and takedown, let Mark or myself know. I'd appreciate that. Last Friday, we had a school recruitment event on our campus, brought a lot of families especially to our campus. It was a great night, beautiful evening the Lord blessed us with, and the people were definitely complimentary. So it's just great to be able to provide a safe place for children to get safe candy, because that's something we can't take for granted even more today. So it was just a good outreach event, and so we're thankful for all who volunteered with that. If you want to stay on time with the rest of us next week, or if you don't forget to set your clock back 1 hour. Next week. And then just again, see the weekly news for other things that are taking place here at church and school to add to your own busy schedules. Have a great day in the Lord. Thank you.